name we have prayed. In Jesus' most precious name we have. Let me tell you this. You know, yesterday we began by saying the crux of the matter yesterday was hinged on this, that the extent to which your destiny in Christ is real to you is to the level which Christ is real to you. That is, the level to which your destiny in Christ is real to you is to the same level to which Christ is real to you. Some persons do not have the knowledge of God. I showed us from scriptures yesterday that the Apostle Paul wrote that to the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said, some of you have not the knowledge of God. He said, I speak this to your shame. That points to us and it teaches us this. The level to which your destiny in Christ is real to you is to the extent which Christ is real to you. Some have no knowledge that there is such a thing as destiny in Christ. For some of us, for the most of it, they are like, Lord, this is my plan. Bless it. God is an icing on the cake. Like I said yesterday, God is like a fabric that they have used a gum stain to attach. But to some others, God is like an embroidery, something that has been stitched into their fabric that you can't take it apart without destroying the fabric, because God is interwoven into their affairs. Some say, Lord, this is the way I want to go. Bless it. Others say, Lord, which way to go? And he says, this is the way, walk in it. The realness of Christ is a criteria for you to enter into the things we speak of. God gave us an assignment by his grace. He said, bring men into the reality of their destinies. If you look at the description of this platform, you will see where it says to unseal their destinies in Christ and by implication bring them into the possession of such destinies. I do not care about your earthly arrangement. I didn't come from the earth, not anymore. They said concerning John the Baptist, there was a man come from God. I do not care about your earthly arrangement. For the most of it, it can only be okay. I have seen by God destinies of a whole generation. And it is only revealed in Christ Jesus. For that reason, I was brought to see the destinies and the contents hidden deep in the mysteries of Christ. Which is why we kicked off by speaking yesterday that there is a requirement from Christ Jesus on you to attain to maturity. Because that word, as I said to us yesterday, said to me through that word, it said, reveal, make known, inheritance, destinies in Christ. Some people have no trajectory into their destiny in Christ. Some say, Lord, bless me. Give me a quality life. The quality life of God for you is not in the life you want to live according to the flesh. All the brethren, you know, we claim prophecies, claim promises of scriptures. They all those, you are a city set up. We are a city set on a hill that can be here. You are the light of the world. Is all those things are inside of Christ Jesus. You can't be the light of anything if you are not in Christ. The light you shine forth is inside Christ. Let me tell you, all the provisions of scriptures are only accessible inside of Christ. Don't deceive yourself and claim promises that your life is lived outside of the context of God. You are joking, you are fooling yourself. Nothing will catch. See, tonight you must enter into Christ. Really, really, you have to. Tonight, you must enter into the realness of Jesus Christ. Until you see Him, you can't see yourself, because you are made, designed to be conformed to His revelation. How can you become what you do not know? Come on. So He said, reveal to them, make known inheritance, destinies in Christ. And yesterday, as we spoke in our discussion, I said to us, and I've said it again, that there is such a thing as destiny in Christ. It's not the earthly arrangement. It's a superior design. It is based on divine proposement or divine ordination. For destiny. Let me tell you, where you are standing now, look at yourself and ask, this present life I live, is this what Christ has designed me for? Or is this where my energy and wisdom and my desire and my will has brought me to? Ask yourself again, am I locked into a target with Christ? Is He leading me somewhere? Or am I inviting Him to where I am already? Tonight, I want to show us a dichotomy. And if you pay attention tonight, there are a number of things I will trust God to speak on today. So, I want to show us a dichotomy first. I want to show you your earthly arrangement and how that it differs from divine arrangement. How it differs from divine destination, divine purpose. We will use the case study of a very renowned man, the Apostle Paul. This is so that I can bring you to a height of understanding, so we'll be quick about this. Let's be in the book of 1 Timothy. Father, we give you praise. Alright, 2 Timothy chapter 1. We'll begin from verse 8. If Peter is there and he can read, or any other person, he will do the reading for us. Second Timothy chapter 1. Let's begin from verse. Please, if you do not have your Bible close to you, and of course your phone is around you, then pay attention as he reads. But if you can, please pick up your Bible by whatever means and follow him. Second Timothy 1.
Right, thank you, sir. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Verse 10.
Hold on, yes, sir. Please, everybody, look at verse 9. He said he has saved us and called us with a holy calling. He says it's not according to our works. That statement, you know, works is works. The calling of Christ Jesus is not according to your works, to your earthly arrangement, to your capacity, to your ability, to your inclination, to your propensity. It's not according to anything, to what you can do or what you can't do. It has no relationship with it. It's not according to your race, to your background, to your origin, to the forces and the powers that be in your from your lineage. It has seen, let me, the calling of Christ Jesus is neat. It has nothing, it is not touched by whatever you wear, not according to our works. No work of yours based on your ethnic design was consulted. They are divergent one from the other, far apart from each other, not according to our works. Jesus, it means there is nothing of me from the beginning that is a determinant principally as to my direction and destination in God, not according to our works. But look at this. But according to what, sir?
But it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who had abolished
us. Verse 9.
Okay. Who had saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works,
but according to what?
His own purpose and grace.
Do you see that? The calling of Christ is to his own purpose. Some persons don't see that passion of scriptures. They are saved, but their life is still according to their own works. They are in Christ, they are in church, going to church, but their life is still like organized according to their own works. But the apostle is teaching us that this calling is according to God's purpose. And where did he say he gave it to you, sir?
In Christ Jesus.
Now listen, my God, this passage clearly, the thing is, the calling and the purpose is inside Christ. If you do everything for the rest of your life, how you try, you won't enter the purpose. Let me say it again. No matter how you try, the purpose is inside of Christ, which is why God spoke to us and said, reveal destinies in Christ. Clear word. Reveal, make known destinies in Christ. Some persons don't think this scripture is real, this portion of scripture. They read past it. They do not yet understand the implication of that scripture that it talks to them. Listen. In Christ. Now let me tell you, whatever you are doing today and you have not consciously touched in Christ's purpose, I can assure you, you are still roaming according to your works. You fail based on the evaluation of this scripture. He said, according to his own purpose and grace. Let's leave that place. We would have gone for that, but let's leave that place. I just sense it. I know in my spirit already that I should leave that place and move on to the next thing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today, Christ has sent us to unseal your destinies to you. My God. He has sent us to unseal your destiny to you.
Amen.
Maya ya koro mashaka tereba el bakara soka tarababa. Listen, if you are here, be serious, be sensitive. Christ has sent us to unseal your destinies to you. Elga netekele mahal kapaka. Shelga leko tenda la baha. Lelga te shokoro miyada. Pariade koro mashaka ta. El gati kuru shakagire tembra ga. Oh my God. My God. Now listen. Today is the 22nd day of July. Today is what?
22nd day of July.
In the month of July, the same season that we are in of 2020, it came again to me in season, the brilliant revelation of Christ. Very clear. Great illumination pouring out. Exactly 3 years ago, this same season, it began light. I saw it very clear in my just brilliant revelation. Brilliant. Inside of that revelation, Makashukata. As the month of July was rounding up, I then saw the vision of Christ, not just clear. And I saw this network that you are in now, as though, like the vision of John, it came from heaven, bam, into the earth. It was delivered in Christ's revelation. It's not like we sat down and thought about what we are. No. It came direct by revelation. What we are hooked on to now as an assignment of destiny, it came clear in Christ's revelation. Not that we sat down and say, what do we do now? Clear. And in the August, because the month was rounding up, this week we are entering the month of August, then he began to download in light. Clarity began to come. Expression of wisdom. Direction. In terms of ordination, purpose, intent, structure, design. From this season into that month of August, then began the light. Into August, then the structure. And we saw that light until some point in August. Then the season was changed. August 27th. Makashikoto Makashikoto Rahandir Mokoshikatalabadabash. Father, we give you Makatala Brokosh. August 27th, and then particularly August 28th. Then God's word came to us in a direction clear leading. He says, start it like this. Like this. Now listen. When we created a platform on WhatsApp for this vision, it wasn't a WhatsApp platform. It was just that the instruction came, begin it after this like. And few days afterwards, from that instruction, it was established. When it was established, we added the one or two folks. I think the folks all together were about 14 persons or so. In September, God's word came clearly and said, hold an assembly. Now, the people who know and has been around for some years know what the meetings that are titled assemblies look like. The last one that was held physically still continues to rock people's life to date. I still get testimony. Those of you who were around during our birthday, you can see somebody put up a post recalling something that occurred in the assembly. I believe some of us saw that. I think it was the most lengthy in all the posts, right?
Yes, sir.
My God. Now listen. So the word of God came in September 2020 to hold an assembly. And we like, how can we hold assembly on a platform that we just type? Lord, we know the structures of assembly. Say, hold it. And say, what shall be the theme? Peter, what was the theme again? What was the team, Peter? Of course you remember. Peter, what was the team? My God. How many of us here remember the team of that assembly?
Networks?
No, the first assembly. You designed the flyer. The encounter
with Destiny.
We didn't name that assembly. He said, call it the encounter with Destiny. That team has a profound implication that can be traced. You know why? Because the structure and the destiny of the structure was to make known people's destinies. Listen. It's to make known another order of life that has been prepared for the individuals that are in this age to come into and enter. But the word of God said that it has to be made known to them. So he said, this is an encounter with destiny. This is a destiny network. However, not the destiny according to your works. Is the preeminent, the prominent, the ultimate, the superlative, and the most superior order of destiny, the one proposed in Christ. So this was born out of Christ Jesus, from Christ, inside of him, so that there could be experience and explorations and delivery of realities that exist. Now listen, this is the third year of this network being in existence. Now, at exactly the same season of light as it occurred 3 years ago, then look at the word coming again. He says, reveal, make known, inheritance, destinies in Christ. It's exactly the third year. That's why. And see now this word again, that tonight there will be unsealing of destinies tonight. For as many who are ready now to abandon their life, in the sense that they are ready now to go full length with Christ, not to look back and to say they are ready to live all for Jesus Christ, today and tonight is the night, those mysteries become unsealed to you. Destinies in Christ Jesus. Destinies in Christ Jesus. Tonight, I'm going to unseal and unveil to us destinies in Christ Jesus. By God's grace, we have seen it. We are still seeing it. I, as an individual, by the gift of God's grace, have seen realities in Christ very clear through the revelation of His word to us and the opening up of His gifts and graces. Direction. Very clear, very clear. I saw it that the glory of a whole generation is tied to their entrance into their illumination in Christ. Nothing else will make up for it. Until a whole generation transits into the illumination, the present revelation of Christ Jesus, they will never enter into the glory of destiny. That transition and that migration has to occur. Jesus. It has to occur through an encounter. And a purposeful encounter an encounter that has been set up to occur, that these people will meet with the light of God and then transit into reality. There is such a thing as destinies. Destinies in Christ. So tonight, I'm unsealing to you the reality of destinies in Christ. By the end of this teaching, or by the end of this encounter tonight, many would have touched the Christ. Listen, if your heart and your attention is here, by the end of tonight, many, your spirit man would have encountered Christ. You will see it, such a great light. You will see it. Many tonight, by the end of tonight, your spirit would have encountered the Christ. And when you do, there's going to be a surge of power and light through your spirit. You will know, because some of you will literally shake off wherever you are, because of the glory of such encounter. Power, and experience. It's as though somebody just lifts his hand and then strikes a high tension and makes contact. There's such a surge of light through him. It will vibrate every part of him and awaken it. Many will come into that encounter and experience tonight. So we continue, we'll speak to you now. There is such a thing as destinies in Christ, because the mysteries of God, I hope we will understand, please just pay attention. The mysteries of a generation are packaged into an organized structure. God is a God of purpose and design. You see it in his creation. Look at yourself, for example. You will see that you are wonderfully made in wisdom and in purposefulness. The alignment of your body and of the systems of your body bear witness to the purposefulness of God in design. So also the design of creation. You have already heard that the position of the heavenly bodies is so accurate that if it tilts by a little as 0.1%, it will bring disaster to all mankind. It is perfectly balanced. God is a God of purpose and objectivity. We have seen by God a train of people that will arise in these days and become the fulfillment of all the agenda and purpose of God packaged into this time and age. Because for all we know, through scripture, is that God has a plan. He had a plan for man. When man was deceived and fell to sin, he had another plan. All of God's plan, and hear what I'm about to say, all of God's plan for this age is revealed in scriptures. The reason why this age still remains, listen, is because the plan of God yet still abides unfulfilled. Not all of God's plans have been fulfilled. Some still remain. That's why the age still remains. When the seventh angel lifted off his trumpet to sound, the Bible says that when he has finished sounding his trumpet, all the mysteries of God would have finished, would have been completed. Which is why the prophetic angel in Revelation chapter 10 took an oath and said that there will be no more delay as to the things God has promised. That, and he now declared that at the time of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, all the mysteries and plans The Bible in the Amplified talks about it. It says he calls it a mysterious purpose, the hidden counsel, plans, and purpose of God would have been completed. What does that teach you? That the ascetic mysteries and purposes of God that are yet to be completed. But we have come into a time and an age in God. And in every age and in every time, God assigns and administers a purpose allocated for an age or for an age. If you follow the ages of the Old Testament down through the ages of the New Testament and the Apostolic Age, you will see that each was assigned and identified by peculiar agenda of God. If you learn God and you are studying God, you will not feel disconnected from the Apostle Paul. You will see that you are a continuation of what started. Some persons have not their mind educated to the extent where if they read scripture, they read it as a history of their own genealogy. Some read it disconnectedly. But at the place of the help of God, you should be able to read it and understand that there is such, you and the Apostle Paul share something in common, that his purpose is your purpose and you are a continuation of what he started. It will help you to pay attention to what he is saying, because he is your ancestor in Christ, such that he's a generation that was before you that you could look to and learn from your history. One of the things that is important even in contemporary time is the knowledge of your history. If the people do not know where they are coming from, the best thing is it is, and there is a tendency that they will not know where they are going to. And until you know where you are coming from, you will know who you are. That is why when a child is born, his parents tell him about who he was. He gets to learn about himself from his parents, and learn about where he's coming from, learn about things he was doing when he was young, learn about where he was born. You know, right? Why? So that he can relate to know who he really is. Every age is assigned with that. You see, God is not doing a cyclical operation. Some of you believe, and this is a knowledge that we were lifted to in the plane of revelation to attain. Some persons think that their life starts with them and ends with them. That's a contradiction. We, by God, have been taught to see that our life is a continuation of some other life. Our life is a continuation of something that has already begun. And we understand that our life started from where some other life ended. And that if Christ tarries to come, where our life will end, some other generation will pick up from there. So that there is a continuation and a forward development in the things of God in the earth. I hope we are not complex already. Are we complex?
No, sir.
Apostle Peter, are we complex now? No, not yet. No, sir. I don't. Yes. So for every age in God, and I won't want to go into detail. You see, I'm speaking as an overview, because if I don't want to dive into details, because maybe I don't know if we may lose touch with some persons. But I'm giving you an overview, and it's helping you to get a bird's eye view of what's going on. So for every age, there's an assignment and an allocation of the purpose of God being administered. You could see that the apostles and Jesus Christ will not even talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit or talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because the salvation in the first place was not even prepared, was not ready yet in human perspective, because his death has not yet occurred. So he wouldn't even teach about the gifts of the Spirit. But when he died, and he could now talk about the baptism. When the apostles experienced baptism, then they could now talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are different ages. And with every different age, you can see a progression. You can see Jesus himself rarely talked about anything, deacons or bishops. But you will see that in the letters of the apostles, bishops and deacons began to come up. Why? They are transited to another level again. They are gone forward in the things of God. Some of you don't know that there is such a thing as forward in the things of God. You are only concerned about your life, your arrangement, how you package. You don't see that there is an overhead. You don't see the continuation and the extension. You don't see that there is such a thing as we are. Some say my life is going forward. I beg your pardon. It's good, but are we going forward in Christ? Are we continuing the age? My God. So you see that the age of the apostles, it was different from the age of John the Baptist. As a matter of fact, Jesus himself declared that there is a significant demarcation now between the generations. Because he said that of all that we are born of women, none is great. He said John the Baptist is the end of an order. So he raised it more like what you call the iron wall, the iron curtain in the 20th century. He said, like the iron curtain that divided Germany. He said there is such a significant demarcation between this genealogy and that genealogy. And so these other people on the other side of the divide, they are a significant progression to the purpose of God. Now, it's getting complex. You must comprehend. You remember the word that said there's a requirement to attain to maturity. Because we talked about a company that is owned by a household. If you are 17 years old, they won't put you in the board meeting. And even if you are there, you won't make any significant contribution. You just be there listening so that you can be... We are in the tables of the inheritance. You know this weekend discussion, tables of inheritance. So it's as if there is a board meeting going on. Things of the kingdom are being made known to you. Which is why it's a round table. But the table this weekend is a table of inheritance. My God. My God. My God. So one significant thing that we saw by the light of God was that we had moved into another significant age. And that's why you see that the word generations occurs frequently here, because really we are in a generation assigned with a purpose from God. Which is why we teach you always to live out of your earthly life. My God. To come out of your earthly arrangement. This is what I want to be. I want, by the time I'm 25, I want to have done this 27. Oh no. You can't demarcate your life like that outside of God. Is that the numbering of the kingdom? God. We have advanced. I saw it clearly. These things I'm telling you, it's not like I'm congealing and combining prophetic words. I'm teaching them to you. That's why it's a combination of different streams. I'm showing you and handling to you as a concise information in God. So you see, generations, it occurs frequently here. It's not a word of accident. It's an intentional word used because of some of the cores that operate. You know, if you do computer science and hardware design, there's what is called a core. A core is the central part of a processing unit. Some of you using your phones, you see that they tell your processor is octa-core, quad-core, telling you the number of processors that are combined to achieve power in the engine of the computer. So it's a core here. It's a processing unit here. That's why when things come, we filter. It's being filtered through the core of generations. It occurs frequently. It's not an accidental word. My God. So we were brought, it's by grace we came to attain to this. It's by the grace of God that we are in a significant generation, significant age again, that there is such an administration of the purposes. Listen to me, if you are sensitive, you can classify the generations that exist on earth, not according to age, but according to a revelation. That may be a complex thing. I may need to explain that, but we won't be doing that. You can know a group of people that are of the same generation in the body of Christ today. You won't have to work hard to identify them. You can tell that they are from the same order. And then you can identify that there is another group of people still within the same body. They are one. They are of the same body. But you can know there's a different coordination by God's Spirit. If you can, as I'm talking to you now, if it's making sense to you that you can tell an order, O-R-D-E, an order, one from the other, you are getting the insight that there are such a things as the generations. The one that way or that be, because both of them are running concurrently, but eventually one will cease and the others will continue. The ones that we are assigned the purpose. The ones that have come is carrying the baton of that purpose, but not recycling it. They are moving it further. When an estate is given to you, when a business is given to you, you can either maintain its position or advance the company. And that is where it was laid on us by Christ Jesus, by God. We saw that very clear, that there is such a thing as a generation has arisen. When you listen to what we say, you see title of messages like the gift of God to a generation. It already tells you that this thing is an underscore. It's an undergadget. It's a core in the processing unit of this machinery of Jesus Christ. My God. And we saw it very clearly. And the grace of the zeal of the Lord inside of us animated us, invigorated us. And we began to call many and say, come, come, you are in a generation. And that's what we've been doing. You are in a generation. You are in a generation. Don't be foolish to miss out on what God's doing. Now, come in here. Come in here. When we returned out of those encounters many years ago, everybody, it was clear that people could tell that something had changed in this man over the course of these months that we have not seen him. New fiery zeal. Come here, enter into purpose. As many that were there, we laid on them a burden of change all of a sudden. That was when we saw that as it is corporately a purpose, each man will be assigned individually an assignment. Say that again. As it is corporately a purpose, each man will be assigned individually an assignment. Let me say that to you again. You can write it down if you please. As it is corporately a purpose, each man is assigned individually an assignment. That assignment in God is your destiny. It's enough to pay your way all through. The reason why some persons are still jamming rock daily is that they are in Christ, but they want to continue in Christ with the manual of their own works. So they continue, oh Lord, break this door open. He said, that door doesn't exist in this dimension. You are importing an earthly door into heaven. You can't go through it here. Some of you have to let go now. You have to let go. The things you are gripping and holding with all your heart is still your own arrangement, yet you are in Christ. You have to let go of some things and say, Lord, I wholly now turn to you. What will you have to do? that destiny in Christ is real. Which is why the word came yesterday that the extent to which your destiny in Christ is real to you is to the level which Christ himself is real to you. Because I mean, if you do not know Christ, how can you follow him? Some have not the knowledge of God, like the Apostle Paul taught. So they can't even follow God. Some are doing what they are doing because following God is a hard step. Because really, under ordinary speaking, it is not... How can you follow one who is invincible by default? People say that God has hid himself. No. His nature is invincible, at least to this dimension. So how can you follow and how can you know where the invincible is leading you? It means you have to cultivate other faculties to be able to track when he is broadcasting. Listen, those of you sitting where you are now, there are informations flying all around your room. If you are not aware, let me tell you now. Information is flying. Your room is jam-packed with radio signals of information. If you doubt what I say, turn on your radio and tune to 97 point whatever. You will pick a voice of a man or a woman, or you will hear music. What did he tell you? That signal is broadcasting across your room. But you can't pick it because the structure and the design to trap the broadcast and interpret it intelligently to you has not come. It's there as electromagnetic signals cutting across your space. Some persons have not this cultivation to trap the broadcast of the invincible king so that it can be decoded and interpreted to them as intelligible wisdom. And they neither will they want to pay the price. There are glories in Christ Jesus. Now let me tell you, I've seen the man Joseph in scriptures. I've seen his word, seen him in scriptures. He is real to me. I know his testimony is there in scriptures. I saw it from his life that you can be a slave and end up in royalty. His testimony taught me that your background and your experience doesn't indicate where you will end, for as long as it is the invincible one leading you, talking to you, showing you. You may be in the village, you may be from wherever, Opoga, the deepest of all villages. You don't even have road to your village. Maybe at some point you have to take a bike or maybe even swim. It doesn't matter. If it's the hand of the invisible God leading you, you will end up in glory. Whatever price you have to pay to be able to cultivate the inward arrangement that traps his broadcast and interprets it as light, is worth every price. I told you from the beginning, July 2020, the light came again. In August, where you are standing now, came by divine illumination. Listen, you are standing in a place of light, not by a human conception. It came by divine illumination. It was the light of Christ that showed it. It shone it forth, and in that light we saw. You can see how that the witness of God agrees with the things that go on here, because God identifies with this structure. It is his structure. Men are just here running the business of the kingdom. My God, it is his kingdom in the earth. Men are just here giving privilege by grace as stewards and as administrators of the kingdom. You can already see that. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. How about your own destiny and your own light? Has it come to you yet? How far? my God. Do you have the details of your own assignment? When Jesus rose up from the dead, he visited the apostles at the sea. And he said to Peter, follow me. And Peter looked at a man coming after them. He turned and saw the disciple John coming after them. And Peter asked the Lord, Lord, what of this man? What shall this man do? I want to ask you, what shall this man do? As to you, what shall this man do? You want to just live your life and go and just be living it, and you will regret at the end of eternity. Let me tell you, missing hell is a good thing, but it will also be painful to you when on that day you have no reward. Paul said that every man's work will be tried with fire. If fire destroys your work, you will be preserved, but as to your reward, it will perish together with it. Let me tell you, entering heaven itself is not the only glory. What is your testimony as you are entering? Many will not be great. Many are not great on earth in terms of great. Quotes. Even still in the kingdom, many still will not attain, because there will still be ranking in that days according to the work of God that he accomplished. Which is why Paul said, every man's work will be tried to see what he built with. There is quality of material and order. There is such a thing as destiny in Christ, clearly. My God. It is in that destiny in Christ that all the glories that God has promised you will come to pass. Have you wondered why so many persons will tell you, we have prophetic promise over their life? They will live the end of their life and still not smell it. But yet God spoke about their life. Did they lie? Did God lie? No, be it far from the Almighty to tell a lie. What happened? They fail to realize, in most cases, that God's speakings are accomplished in God's arrangement. God said to Elijah, go to the brook Cherith. The ravens will feed you there. There is a place where the promises of God will be fulfilled. There is a realm where it will be fulfilled. If you don't attain to it, Elijah was not there when the promise was made. But there's a place where he will eventually make contact with the promise. I've given individuals prophetic word. Some of them, I'm looking at them, the timeline for it has come, it has passed. Of course, you have to attain to it. Somebody in promise, you just go and sit down and be doing what? You dig into God, there's a place of fulfillment. Place of fulfillment. If I say to you, go here and do this, and you didn't go there, and you want what would have, the fulfillment of what would have happened, that to meet you where you are. No, it's not it. Go to the brook Cherith, God said to Elijah the prophet. He was not there, but when he went there, he met with the encounter of God. Listen, some who have prophecies, promises over their life that will be rolling. You know the way your applications load infinitely when you have bad network or when the app is crashing. You just be loading and loading and just turning. You see that GIF stuff just loading endlessly. Some have prophecies loading forever over their life. When your application loads like that, you know something is out of place. It's either you do not have data, your data service is shut down, or there's a glitch somewhere in the application itself. Some services are not running or they are failed. In the same way, when prophecies load endlessly over your life, there's a glitch somewhere between the individual. It's within, because God's part is played forever. When prophecy is loading endlessly over your life, you need to sit down and say, wait, here's what is happening. Listen, those people, as I was saying, they say God said this, when they didn't realize that there is a place where the prophecies, all of God's promises, provisions, and allocations are accomplished inside of Christ Jesus. If you are in any way up, anywhere apart from it, you have not attained to it. That is why the portion we read said, according to, not according to our, but according, you saw that place we read. Tonight, I bring you face to face with something. A great light is about to shine into your heart, shine into your spirit. But there is nothing as important as willingness. He said, if you are willing, then you obey, you will eat good. I've seen this, that we have been called to lead a generation of people in Christ Jesus. Anyone outside of Christ, we can't lead them. Most of the folks here who somehow made contact with us and submit in some respect to us now, some of them here, we met them, but we couldn't fully lead them until we brought them in Christ. Some of them can attest to it, that when they eventually entered into Christ fully, then the function and the role we play in their lives began to change levels to another kind of thing. What am I saying? Inside of Christ, there is a depth we can reach in leadership on your behalf. Outside of it, we can only speak to you at a certain level. How can I bring an unbeliever and show to them the mysteries of God? They will not even comprehend it. It will make no meaning to them, no sense at all. And by mysteries, I mean the very depth of God's purpose, like kingdom agenda. No, they need to have a heart for it. They said, how can wisdom be given to a fool when he doesn't have a heart for it? Your need is not as important as your heart. Hear that. Your need is not as important as your heart. The fool needs wisdom, but the Bible questions us that how can he be given when he doesn't have a heart? Some of you have need for certain things, but you don't have a heart for it. Both the one who doesn't need it and the one who doesn't deserve it, they are almost qualified, equally alike. My God. My God, my God. Leko shaka kala, shukete leko kete shikoto kolo bra, nakapa shikata kash. I have seen it today. Today, as we speak, I usher you into Christ tonight by His word. I usher you into this revelation of Christ tonight, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise. Be thou exalted. Something is going on. Can you just begin to make contact? This is where you now join in the meeting. This is where your own. Just begin to pray wherever you are. Just pray, say, Lord, I make contact. I make contact. Whatever you have available for me here today, I receive. I'm available here, Lord. I make contact. I look up to you. Pray. Now, this is one of the most important and this most sensitive part of this meeting. One of it, now, together with all what we have heard. Father, I make contact. I receive. I make contact with you. I'm here before you today. Lord, I ask for your grace. I'm here before you. Pray. If you ask, you pray. This is a time to pray now. You have heard. Light is coming. Leko shikata. Reponalabahandebo shikatanabahai. Go ahead. Pray. Mataposh. Jeketelebeleke sukata paladash. Lepurata sendralabo shikandarabaho. Rekito ruba kanda le babaratish le preteke ze pratara babare baboshentra la babash. Go ahead, pray. Mara babash, shadara babash. Rotokote le pandala brahinta le baboshentra baba. Go ahead, pray. Le pusiada. In talabaya kosun le bebele begadias. La pata. Teke. Kalabaram. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now everybody receive, pay attention to tonight. Pay attention to what's going on here. Tonight, this light of Christ shines in your heart.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight, this light of Christ shines in your heart. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To some, it will give you wisdom and direction. Wisdom and direction. Wisdom and direction. And yes, that's a word for somebody here. This light, if you receive, it will give you wisdom entering and coming to you, gives you wisdom and direction. Let me say that again. Wisdom and direction. Wisdom. This word is for somebody here right now. Wisdom and direction. Wisdom and direction. Wisdom and direction. I showed you as to how where you are standing now has come to be. It came through light, wisdom and direction. Let me say it again. Where you are standing now came through light, came by light, and then that light gave, inside that light came through it wisdom and then direction. The wisdom was the body of this understanding, the body of the mysteries of such a structure. The direction was the first step to take as to how to implement it. Wisdom, direction. There's somebody sharing in that light tonight. And as it has come into your heart and into your spirit, into your mind, like a star on your forehead, like a jewel, like a light on you, it's giving you wisdom. It's touching your head with radiance and illuminating your mind. And then further on, it will quicken you to direction. It will quicken you to direction. Mm-hmm. Tonight, right now, Karabo Sheketekete, it's occurring with you. It's occurring with that individual. It's occurring with that individual. Light, wisdom, and then direction. To many also, God, this light is giving you direction, wisdom, direction. Wisdom, direction. To others also, not just that person alone, but a lot of folks here, wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Some of you, your life will start making sense to you. Initially, you didn't see the meaning of life, the weight of the meaning of existence didn't really occur to you. But because of this light tonight, you will start digging up meaning to you. Some of you, you begin to find more, the scripture will become more real to you. Because when you read through it, you see that it is you is talking about, that you are joined to the scriptures. It testifies and it bears a witness of your own testimony. to some of you here right now, that experience will occur, that the word of God will become bread and meat for you physically. When you eat it, it will feed you. It's another kind of experience with the word of God. It's occurring in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's occurring right now. Take sink into it. Sink into it deep. Sink into it. Now hear this word. Be quickened to take step. Some persons delay too much. Be quickened to take step. There's an anointing that will come over your feet now that will quicken you to take steps. Steps in life, steps in destiny. You are waiting too long in one position. Take a step. Take a step. Step out. Take a step. Take a step. Take a step. July ending, the light came. August, wisdom began to descend. Ending of August, the direction came. Immediately, the step took. Step was taken. We took it. The step was taken by direction. There is somebody here. What is that step you are not taking? Is that step you are not taking? You have done is that step is you are not taking. Why are you still holding back? No matter the glory and the promises, an ambition, a vision has, no matter on it will be zero if a step is not taken to implement it. No matter the how promising an agenda, an objective, an aim, a goal is, it is zero until a step is taken. Why are you not taking the step for this long, for this years? Come on. Take a step. That's the direction. Some of you have already know what to do for lethargy's sake and for reasons unbeknownst to mortals at the most. You have not taken a step. What? Why? You have the direction. Take the step. Come on. The glory of your destiny is at the other end. You don't know, as you delay the step, you delay your destiny too. Just know you are the limitation now. As you delay the step, you delay your destiny. As you keep delaying and delaying and delaying, your destiny is being delayed, and it keeps on being delayed, and it's being delayed and delayed. Why? Take this step. Take it. Go ahead. Take this step. My God. Stop delaying and delay. What are you waiting for exactly? What exactly are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You have the directive. Take this step. If you have the directive, you take the step. If you have the directive, take the step. Come on, take it. Jesus is Lord. Yahweh God is waiting for you. It's your move now. God is waiting for you. They are actually waiting for you. It's you they are waiting for. Everything is as do it as possible because God is waiting for you. Come on now. Just go ahead in God, please. Worship Him and thank Him because He's God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For somebody here, the word to you is take this step. It's a very clear prophetic word to somebody here. take the step. 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 Move. 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 Father, we give you praise. We acknowledge you because you are God. We thank you. We love you. Be thou exalted. Thank you. There's just this glory around that. Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we give you praise. Be thou exalted. Blessed be your name. Just be sensitive. Stuff is still going on. There's a flow. Just a quiet flow. There is the fulfillment of the word of God. And like we said the first time, there's just the distribute, like an administration of documents. They are just dropping documents on people. Just be sensitive. They are handing files to people now. You know, when you are in a round table meeting and somebody is walking around with a stack of files in their arm and they are just dropping it. I see that direction. Files being dropped in your people. Just be sensitive to receive those heavenly documents. They contain details of assignments. I'm just seeing the administrator moving around, dropping it. Be sensitive to your own file as it is dropping before you. They contain details of assignment. Father, will give you praise. Just be sensitive. They are dropping it. Oh my God. Such a presence. Glory. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you always. Thank you for always. Thank you. Wow. My God. Thank you. That document is still going on. Still going on. Still going, they are handing to you details of assignment, details of life, details of assignment. So, like we said, some of you, when you come here, you come and pick up wisdom and direction, more details. Because when you come, as it pertains to the agenda and the assignment of God for a generation at this age, this is a principal pillar and a structure by the grace of God. By the grace of God. Father, will be the grace. See what's going on. Let's go ahead. Be sensitive, is going on. Trying to just cut off this, but it's still the administration is still going on. Just dropping details of assignment. Father, will give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. Details of assignment. Details of assignment. Details of assignment. Makashakataka. Blessed be God. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God praise. Be sensitive. Be still flowing. Even when we round up, we can still be sensitive. Be flowing. Glory to God.